It'll do it.
What? What's up, Z-Pack? We're doing something brand new today. It's Incident Report, episode 1-1, Deuce. And here's the thing. Cox Cable, that does the business cable that we pay a lot for in our facility, stopped working. And you know what? When we called them, they said it wasn't their fault, even though it is, because we have a log saying all the errors that they have. So we're like, you know what? Screw you, Cox. You suck. You're a monopoly. We're going to go ahead and do the show from our phone.
Yeah, like a bunch of freaking cavemen. Thanks, Cox. Jerks.
Living up to your name. Okay? Here's the thing. We're super excited, though, because this episode and a couple episodes after this, you're going to be really stoked because 23andMe, many of you guys have heard about this company. They're a direct-to-consumer genetic health testing, ancestry testing company, and they've been around since 2007. I have experience with them in the past, and I've talked about it, and we reached out and we connected and we realized, wait a minute, my thinking as a healthcare provider has evolved about direct-to-consumer genetic testing. I used to be very much like, and the more I learn and the more I get involved in this space, the more I realize, look, our patients are doing this. Why would they do direct-to-consumer genetic testing? Because they want to find out what their ancestry is. They want to learn more about their background. They might want to see what kind of genetic health risks they might have or carrier status they might have. And you got to understand that the, you know, you spit in the cup and you send it off and they get you the results. You got to understand that when you're looking at health risks, this was, you know, the FDA had to come in and start regulating some of this because you have to understand that these sort of risks are really the reason you do the genetic testing is not to make you freak out and all this other stuff. It's so that you can have a conversation with your healthcare provider. And the more we connect with them, the more we realize this is the future of personalized medicine and health 3.0. So we want to help you guys actually experience this. And you got to understand, like, when you're using these tests, they're intended for use in adults, okay, to actually report carrier status and genetic variants that are associated with a higher risk of developing a disease. They're not intended to diagnose disease, to describe your overall risk of developing a disease. That's not what they're for. They're for those other things. And people might want to do them because it's a social thing. Like Tom finds out that he has runny earwax.
That's right.
I have hard earwax.
Once I do it, they're going to tell me whether I'm white, super duper white, ultimate white, or clear. So it's going to be really interesting to know what shade of white I am.
My money's on clear. And on top of that, you might want to be interested in, well, what are the things you might be influencing in your children ultimately? What's going on with your ancestry? There's so much that we can unpack and learn. Now, that being said, healthcare people like us are nervous about this stuff because we may not know, we may not be comfortable with having the discussion with our patients because we haven't done it ourselves. And so 23andMe and I were talking and I said, hey, how about this? Could you give us a discount, something like half off, for healthcare people that are fans of the Z Show? If you're watching this show, you're one of them. Where you could get their ancestry and health kit for actually $99 instead of $199 in a limited way. So they said, we'll give you 2,000 codes. And you can tell the Z-Pack about it, and we put the link in the description for the show. So if you want to sign up and actually get a code for half off for Thanksgiving or Christmas, it would be great because it's a great way to learn about how this thing works. And then Tom, Logan, and I – by the way, show them you, Logan.
Yeah, you forgot Logan's about Hanukkah, Z. I'm offended because who knows? I may be Jewish. You never know.
You could find out with 23andMe how much Ashkenazi – Jewish you have
but
in you.
My dad he did 23andMe and he self-reported Ashkenazi Jew, and I was like, we don't have any Ashkenazi Jew in our family. I don't know where you're getting this information from.
And this is the other reason you would do something like this, is to be a part of the research that 23andMe does to actually understand the connections between genetics and actual phenotypes, meaning the expression of those genes in the real world. So you end up doing interesting surveys if you opt in, and that data helps them to develop potentially therapeutic interventions.
Debbie says she's hella nervous to do it. She wants to do it as a healthcare professional, but I don't know.
Debbie, $99 if you get the coupon, if you click through and before they run out. This is what the kit looks like. So Tom, Logan, and I got the kit. We're going to spit in this thing. We're going to show you how to do it in a future show. And then we're going to go through the process and walk you guys through it. Because honestly, I'm a deep believer that Our patients are doing this. If we don't understand how it works, if we can't have a conversation, there's data that shows that patients say they're going to talk to their healthcare providers about it, but then a lot of them don't, either because of time or they don't think it's important. We ought to almost be asking about this, right? There's 2 million customers of 23andMe. How can you ignore that as a patient empowerment way to do things? And if we can connect in a 3.0 way to personalized medicine, it's great. So we got this. Click on the coupon, sign
it's in
up.
It's in the description link, guys, for the people that are asking. And it's super dope because it's only for us.
It's only for us.
Nobody else is getting a deal.
They are doing this for us. Now, here's the best part. Tomorrow, Tom, Logan, and I are going on a little adventure. We are flying to Mountain View, California, which is my old hood where I used to live when I was training at Stanford. And we're going to 23andMe headquarters, and we're going to speak to their CEO and co-founder, Ann Wojcicki, who is an amazing person. And she's obviously been doing this for quite some time, and we're going to get into the weeds of direct-to-consumer genetic testing, ancestry, and all the other stuff that we're talking about. So that's going to be a do-not-miss show. It's going to be at, 11:30 a.m. Pacific tomorrow.
That's right, son.
So definitely check in on that. Okay, that being said, let's talk about the show today. There was a recent article in various news outlets, and I have a U.S. News article right in front of me, usnews.com. Studies suggest women less likely to get CPR from bystanders. Now, what is that about? We've been in the midst of all this, like Louis C.K. is masturbating in front of people. Harvey Weinstein is assaulting women. George Takei is accused of assaulting men. And George H.W. Bush, I don't even know what he's doing.
That's right.
But
he's telling a really bad joke and then grabbing butts.
David Copperfield. Okay, so in the setting of all this now, we get evidence that women are more likely to not get CPR in public places. Now, let's dig into this because I think part of it, the theory that the researchers have is that people are worried about touching a woman inappropriately in a public space, about the clothes impeding stuff, and they don't want to move the clothes around. We train in CPR often on male dummies. There's a lot of different reasons why this might be the case. So going through the article very quickly, basic line is women are less likely than men to get CPR from a bystander in a public place and more likely to die, a new study suggests. And the researchers think that it's reluctance to touch a woman's chest. That might be one reason. I don't know, Tom. Would that stop you?
I'm going to be honest. I'm fairly reluctant to touch most strangers' chests. And also, I don't know CPR, so you would die if you had a heart attack around me.
That makes me feel really good because I'm 44 and Indian, which means I'm likely to have a massive cardiac arrest in front of you.
Also, you have to break their sternum, right? No. I don't feel comfortable doing that.
Not always, but that was one of the things that the researchers pointed out is people are afraid to hurt women because of, again, the bias that women are physically less strong. Could you be cracking ribs? Could you be injuring them by doing CPR? Whereas people are totally willing to go to a man and be like, damn it, live. Right? And so
listen, I'm sorry I'm not willing to abuse women, okay? Jesus.
How did this suddenly become me as some kind of an assaulter? I want to save lives. He's like, you're a criminal. You're worse than CK, man. He just masturbated in front of people. You want to actually touch people physically. So 39% of women suffering cardiac arrest in a public place were given CPR. That's terrible. Versus 45% of men. That's still terrible. Yeah. It ought to be 100%. And men were 23% more likely to survive, the study found. Now, it involved 20,000 cases around the country, and it's the first to examine gender differences in receiving this kind of help from a public versus professional responders. So this is from the public. And then one of the quotes is, it's kind of daunting thinking about pushing hard and fast on the center of a woman's chest. People might be afraid they're hurting her, and then they kind of go through. And in theory, so Benjamin Abella from UPenn, one of the study's leaders, says, look, why are you worried? You're not touching breasts technically. You're supposed to put your hands on the sternum, which is between the breasts. But this is the problem. There's a lot of misunderstanding. We're going to go through this in a second. Cardiac arrest, we know all about that. Now, so apparently this is not the time to be squeamish because it's a life and death situation, says Abella. Well, exactly. So the question is, if we're biased because we're afraid to hurt women, we're afraid to touch breasts, we're afraid to be accused of being a perv to save someone's life, then we need to address this early and often in even the training for CPR. And again, we use mannequins, not womanikins, typically.
But, you know, the cool thing is I went to a dress shop that was having a clearance sale because they went bankrupt, and I got a womanikin so we can do CPR on her.
Get over here, Logan. We're going to do this. All right. Check it out. It's about to get real.
People. Also, super embarrassing. Z had to watch a video. He Googled how to do
Don't
CPR.
Tell him that.
So he could make sure he was up to date.
It's true. Because Tom was like, why are you Googling how to do CPR? I'm like, Tom, you don't understand. If I'm 5 minutes out of date on this, I'm going to get 1,000 messages from nurses who are like, oh my God, you did not do that to the chesticles. So I had to make sure I wasn't missing anything. And thankfully, I wasn't. This is how it goes. Oh my God, Annie, what's going on? Are you okay? Annie, are you okay? She's not okay. Hit me, Tom. Call 911. Stat.
I'm on it. She's not gonna make it.
All right, go. Annie, are you okay? No? Okay, here's your sternum. Here are the boobies. I'm gonna put the heel of my hand on the middle of the sternum. The other hand is gonna go on top of this first hand like so. And I'm gonna get a good arc from my hips and start CPR at about 100 compressions a minute, hard and fast in the center of the chest, squeezing down at least 1 to 2 inches, at least, of compression. And what rate am I gonna use? Okay, punks will be like you staying alive, okay? Staying alive is for punks. Are we in the staying alive cam right now?
Yeah.
This is what that looks like. Well, you can't tell by the way I use my walk, I'm a woman's man. Now see, already I've said woman's man, and I'm squeezing on the chest of a woman. That makes me uncomfortable. This is the song you guys use for CPR. Annie, are you okay? Cool. Heel of the thing on the sternum, other hand over the top, good angle on the thing. He's called 911, and I'm like, clear. Look out, mouth to mouse ridiculous. In the club when the mouse vesiculous. And yo, the protocol's all out of date. Blowing air down a pipe is so 2008. So forget about that. I'ma squeeze the chest. CPR hands only when your homie arrests. That's how you do it, son. So, do I care that she has breasts? Am I worried about hurting her because she's a woman? No, I want her to live. That's how you do CPR, snitches. Shazam. Now I'm gonna get 30 emails on how I did that wrong.
Do you see? Watch the master at work, yo. Watch him work.
It ain't easy being the master and being at work. Let's see what comments we got.
By the way, I like when the $30,000 worth of camera equipment is just sitting around because Cox can't get their shit together.
I hate Cox so much. So much. We were streaming and they're like, oh my God, everything checks out. I'm like, then why can't we upload to Facebook at more than 1 megabyte? Are you kidding me?
Sarah says, my mom just had a choking incident. They did the Heimlich maneuver, which was unsuccessful. She ended up needing CPR, 13 cracks / broken ribs. Later, she is alive. This just happened to Rand Paul, too. He had like 6 broken ribs.
Yeah.
How painful is it? Have you ever broken a rib?
It's horrible. I haven't done it, but I know that patients who've had it. It can actually be so bad that you don't take deep enough breaths and your lung partially collapses and you get pneumonia. The other problem is that you can actually injure the lung from a displaced fracture, which is what they thought Rand Paul had. And you know what? That's the thing about Rand Paul's thing. Who did this to him? An anesthesiologist. As usual, when something goes wrong, blame anesthesia.
You forgot to tell somebody to get an AED.
AEDs are for losers. Okay, no, they're right. But the AED is Tom calling 911. If there is an AED in the room, actually, you're right. Whoever said that. Who said that, Logan?
A lot of people.
A lot of people. You know what? A lot of people could shut up because they're absolutely right. So in our video Clear, which was a parody of Usher, we talk about the AED. If there's an AED handy while you're calling 911, you never don't call 911, by the way. You do that first. Grab the AED, put the pads on the chest, hit analyze on the device, and the device will do the rest. It will walk you through and tell you what to do. Analyzing, delivering shock, stand clear, or this person is fine. Why are these pads on the chest? Or why is your hand right on the nipple? It needs to be on the sternum. It won't tell you that, but it will. So AEDs are key, actually, and this is a more modern innovation that can actually save lives. So thank you for pointing that out and my missed piece on that. What else we got?
And with that, now that we all know CPR,
what do you say? I say we're going to remind you guys that 23andMe is sponsoring this episode of the show, which means we only take sponsors that we believe in. They agreed to work with us to drop their price with a coupon voucher for healthcare professionals that are fans of our show from $199 to $99 for health and ancestry reports. In order to get this coupon, you got to click the link that's in our description. We'll also put it in the comments later and in the website post and the YouTube post. click through, follow the prompts, and you'll get emailed a coupon code to click through the Health and Ancestry for $99.
Yeah.
Do it if you're a healthcare professional or even if you just want to learn more about your genes, because this will give us better understanding of what our patients are going through when they do this, and you'll see the value of this. Now, a lot of people think it's not a strong enough predictor. Of course, I mean, genetics, they're just one potentiality, how we live. If it affects your exercise and your diet, and it affects how you talk to your doctor about your disease risk, if it affects your understanding of who you are ancestry-wise at all, isn't that worth knowing about? And I think that's the main thing, the main reason I'm kind of crazy about it. So tomorrow we're going to talk to Ann Wojcicki at 11:30 a.m. Join us.
Yeah, dog.
And, dude, CPR, do it on men. Do it on women. Do it right. Get an AED.
Yeah.
Call 911. Check out our video, Ushers. Yeah. Call Clear. And we out.
That's right. CPR is dope. CPR is so dope. So dope.
I hate you so much, Tom Hunter.
So dope, you guys.